Okay, well, next up we have Copper. And Copper is doing a monologue that he wrote himself specifically for this audition.
Ooh, that feels special.
Yeah, but... I know, but... It's just... No. No! You listen to me! I've had it up to here with these arguments, and I'm not going to let this one happen. It goes the same way every time. I come home from a long day at work to see you standing in the middle of the room, tapping your foot and staring daggers at me. I ask what's wrong, and you say I should know. I repeat the question, and you fly into a goddamn rage about something so minor it flew under my radar completely. You yell, I try to defend myself, but I can't even speak. You go up to our bedroom and I make myself ready for the couch. Every fucking time this happens, and it's not going to happen again. Karen, we're through. Don't give me that look. You knew this was coming. Yeah, I'm dead serious. In fact, why don't you elaborate on what you were doing the day you stayed home from work? Speechless, huh? Didn't think I'd find out, did you? Allow me to let you in on a little secret, Karen. You're not the only one keeping tabs. Shopping at Costco, my ass. You were out with Robbie. How do I know? Gee, Karen, let's count the ways. For one, Robbie is my best friend. Two, he can't keep a secret. And three, ever since he got texting down, he's been texting me his every accomplishment. Oops, guess you're busted. I can't leave you? You think so? Just watch me.
Well, Copper, this is very interesting, and thank you for writing it here. I was a little skeptical, but I think you came up with something that works. I'm not crazy about the way you started it, which is sort of as a one-sided scene rather than an actual monologue. It felt like we ought to be hearing Karen responding to you the first times. But your energy, your anger, those worked nicely. They built up. Unfortunately, they built up and they built up, and that was basically all we got. It would be good to have some more variation in here. For example, when you go to the Robbie texted me, you can be taunting, you can be triumphant. There's more stuff you could be doing with that. There's other things you probably could have done throughout. You could pause, you could drop your voice and make things a little more subtle. So there's more work you could do here. However, I have to congratulate you on the overall thing because, frankly, I wanted the monologue to keep going. You were not below our limit, but I would have been happy if this went on for another minute or so. Meredy?
I have to ask where you live. And I don't mean that as a creepy question, but this... for me, it's creepy because this happened at work. This is a lot of drama. This sounds very, very familiar. that aside, sorry, my problem. and it wasn't my, no, sorry, it wasn't my problem. More like I was the one that had to listen to it all at work.
Oh,
okay, let's make that clear. I agree with the beginning of the monologue, and I think it's a really simple fix. All you do is you cut out the but and just start the no, you listen to me. And then I think that issue is resolved. I agree on the points that Russ has made. It's like it was a nice monologue, especially for writing it. But again, it had build up and then it just stayed there. You can also think about other things to do with it. Not only taunting and being angry, but maybe also being hurt by the betrayal that, I assume it's the wife or fiance in this scenario, has inflicted on your character. And also the different kinds of anger, not just yelling and screaming, but seething with rage and, almost, maybe crazy madness type of anger, too. All sorts of different things you can do with it. So I think this is a good start. And Yeah, I could have listened to it a little while longer if you had written more. I was just distracted by the fact that it happened in real life, too.
Torn from the headlines.
Yes. All right. Cool.
Okay, and we're going to finish up with FanDubs X24X7, who's resubmitting, and this time I know how to pronounce it because she recorded it for us.
Ooh, yay!
And she is going to be doing a monologue from Cinema Limbo.
I'm the kind of girl who takes pity on poor, pathetic geeks who have never kissed a girl. Let's just say I'd like someone who is easily trainable and someone who would truly appreciate me. It's sad, I know. But hey, I'll take an ego boost whenever I can get it. Unfortunately, these adorably nerdy boyfriends get boring after a while. I mean, I can only listen to their computer games and mathematic equations for so long. Of course, Stuart's different in a lot of ways. He's terrible at math for one, and he's pretty clueless about technology. But he's a comic book sort of geek, and a hopeless romantic. He's preoccupied with holding my hand. Everywhere we go, he wants to hold hands, even when we're driving. And he's got this new pastime. He keeps saying, "I love you." It was sweet and wonderful the first time he said it. I almost cried, and I'm not the kind of girl who cries easily. But by the end of the week, he must have said, "I love you," about 500 times. Then he starts adding pet names. "I love you, honey bunch. I love you, sweetheart. I love you, smoochy woochy coochie coo." I don't even know what the last one means. It's like he's speaking in some brand new love-infected language. Who would have thought that romance could be so boring?
Now that we're going, I have to ask real quick as a side note. Why is FanDubs resubmitting again? Because I can't remember.
Because we did not like her performance the first time.
What did she do? Oh, was it an original?
No, that was 11 Linda. I don't even remember what she did. I think we couldn't... Wait a minute. I can check my notes because I actually wrote down what we said.
Yay!
Where was she in here? Oh, she did the thing from Phantom of the Opera.
Mm.
That's right. And it was stilted and robotic, like she was reading the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, this sounds so different from the last one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What an improvement. Wow.
See? I knew I had a reason for asking. Okay. FanDubs X24X7. Thank you very much for the note to help us out. Nice improvement over your last monologue. This sounds more natural. It doesn't feel like you're reading anymore. It sounds a bit more personal, like it's actually a story that you're telling somebody, and you know, a frustration that you're expressing. I think you can do, you can express more if you want, definitely. There's sometimes it felt a little too casual. Either I was expecting more inflection in some of the earlier comments, or I was expecting more exaggeration. And I think I got that from your very first comment. It was, I can't remember the line.
That you like to take pity on nerds, that one.
Yeah, there was a kind of I like to take pity on. It sounded like you kind of had a little bit of a pity-ish attitude, but with a more self-serving purpose. And I wanted to hear more of that. I wanted to hear you expand on that, and it just kind of just moseyed along. Which is a good basis. It was a good. It's a good start for building more onto it, which is what we're looking for. I like what you did with the nicknames. And once you got into that, smoochy woochy woochy coo thing, afterwards, I feel like you found that extra energy and you came away with a nice ending to the monologue.
Yes.
Russ, what do you think?
Okay, I have to say, as I said earlier, this is such an improvement over the last time. Your character was basically believable. It was a real person. There are some things that you could do to make that even better now. For example, I don't have the sense that as you read it, that you knew that you who you're talking to. You know, are you confiding in one of your girlfriends talking about, you know, how bad are all these guys I date? You know, what is going on here? I loved what you did with the nicknames. The smoochy coo. You really played at that. The ending was and it worked. There are places you could punch stuff more. Like, and I don't even know what that means. There's more you could do, but what you did was decent. Was a good job.
Cool.
And that's all we have now. We're going to tell you our results in a second. Okay, what we felt was, no, Drudge, unfortunately, your audition did not meet the requirements. We said at least a minute and a half, and yours was not really close to that. So we're going to have to say no to you. Stratiferius, we're also going to say no. What we heard from you was cheerful narration, not so much acting. On the other hand, I would like to suggest that you talk to Zane at some point, because he is running a show called Teller of the Tales. That might suit you better than this one does. Meredy?
Everybody else, welcome aboard.
Hooray.
Hooray! Yay! We now have a total of, what was it, 13 contestants?
We got 13 yes. Lucky contestants. And we're going to be sending you instructions in a little bit for the first round, which we've called, I think, Clear and Strong. We're going to be talking to you about diction, which some of you need help with, and energy, which is always something that voice actors need to pay attention to.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yes. So congratulations to the 13 of you who will be working with us. We are going to try to have some Skype access whenever we're available. Please, if you have not yet, add me, FuzzyFace73. And
you can add me too if I'm around. It's Merody7, that's Merodi, or Merody, however you want to say it, with the 7 at the end. And I will try. I had big problems right now, which is why I'm almost never on. At least that's my excuse this week.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to try to put together, we're going to have a chat room, and we'll be able to talk through the areas that we're going to be learning each week and the challenges, and we'll give you more details in the email that we'll be sending out in a few days. So, congratulations, and we'll be seeing you guys later. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Bye.